This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. No matter the environment, too much rain, drought, or even ideal growing conditions, weeds are always a challenge in crop fields and need to be controlled. Managing weeds can be expensive, and when coupled with low commodity prices, put a squeeze on the bottom line. But SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones warns that cutting back on weed control has far-reaching ramifications.
I get in the short term wanting to shave a few dollars off your herbicide bill, but I think it can really hurt you in the long run by kind of skimping out and trying to go cheap and simple versus having a robust herbicide program.
The days of single herbicide pre- and post-emerge programs are gone due to weed resistance and resilience. Today, Jones states multiple herbicide modes of action are key to winning the battle against weeds.
We really need to have multiple herbicide groups in each application. The reason being is that we're going to control more weed species. We're also going to see an increased effectiveness of that herbicide application, and then we reduce selection pressure on herbicide-resistant weeds.
He says more complex weed strategies pay for themselves by increasing the spectrum of control, increasing efficacy from 60% with a single mode of action to 95% with multiple modes. In addition, Jones advises utilizing non-herbicide strategies such as crop rotation, row spacing, hand weeding, mowing of headlands, and fall grazing to gain the upper hand against weeds. Learn more on the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.